So my SAE entails video production, everything from shooting a video all the way to editing it and then producing it and showing it to the world. So there are a couple of facets that I absolutely love about this SAE, one of which is just how many awesome people you get to meet and how many different experiences you get to have as a result of editing videos. And another element that I absolutely love is just how every video is absolutely different. There is no video that is alike or similar, and you get a lot of different experiences as a result of being a video editor. So there are three major challenges to my SAE. The first would be just the time needed to produce an SAE of this type. There are many different time challenges, including the fact that every minute of video could take hours upon hours to edit. Another is the idea of money and the fact that when you're doing professional video editing, a lot of this equipment costs thousands of dollars, and that's definitely a cost barrier. And then a third challenge is just that every video is different, and trying to edit, you have no past experience to draw on. So every video is completely different, and you're constantly improvising and making up new strategies to succeed. But I've learned a couple of things from this SAE, and first, it has definitely prepared me for my future. It's prepared me to go into a career of broadcast journalism going forward. Another thing I've also learned is just how talented individuals are in the state and around the nation, and how cool it is to travel around and interview these people and really get their stories and tell it through a multimedia experience. Having the tools to succeed now as a sophomore in high school going forward is absolutely vital to being successful in today's workforce. One of the major driving forces behind this SAE was my advisor, Mr. Broughton, who told me that even though this SAE was not a conventional FFA SAE, wasn't in production egg, that there was still a place for it, and he still totally wanted me to pursue it and try to do it. Another group that absolutely helped me was my chapter, the Corvallis FFA, who has been more than supportive in this journey. And then also the Montana State FFA, who really gave me the opportunity to pursue this on a state level. We have some pretty awesome people in this state, and going around interviewing them, talking to them, and filming their projects, I've learned that this state and FFA as a whole in this nation is doing some pretty awesome things. The one piece of advice that I would have for any SAE would be that it doesn't matter what the SAE consists of, as long as you're passionate about it. Because one thing that I've learned from FFA as a whole is that any SAE is a good SAE as long as the student is passionate about it. So one of the pieces of advice that I would have is don't be discouraged if your SAE is not a production ag or agriculture SAE, because there is still a place in FFA for you.